or something, or on his stomach or something.
You ever heard it called anything?
No, I ain't never dead. I ain't never jumped, and I've seen my young'uns do that, but they hit it down and flat it like hitting in their face and stuff. Some of them goes with their feet down.
What do you call it when a boy puts his head on the ground and he kicks up his feet and he goes over like that? You say he turns a...
Somerset.
And you know, if somebody wanted to get across the river, you say he dived in and he...
Swam across.
And you say children like to...
Play in the water.
But what they like to do? They like to...
Swim.
And I have what already?
I'm already swimming. But I don't say that now because I had never heard of swimming.
Well, when you buy something, or if you buy a lot from one person, or you always pay your bill on time, sometimes he'll give you a little gift. What do you call that gift?
I just call it a little old merchant gift.
Would you say it's a little present is for, would you ever call it a letter?
For a little present for someone at the house or someone later?
Well, if it was like a little bonus or something.
Yeah, I got a little gift today. I got it a little gift.
And if someone's caught up in a whirlpool and they can't get out, you know, he's likely to do what?
Whirl around and around.
And if you go into water and you can't get back up to the top, you'll what?
You'll go on down. You'll just get the oxygen's all out of the water, and you can't.
And you'll what? You'll
be. Your lungs will be watering.
And what will happen to you? You'll
drown. Yeah, you'll drown.
And you say yesterday he
drowned him,
and he has already
drowned him.
And what does a baby do before it can walk?
He crawls.
And
he sits alone first, and then he crawls.
And if there was a tree out there in the yard, you might see a boy do what to it?
Swing on the limbs.
But to get up there, you have to
climb.
And you say yesterday he
climbed the tree.
And he has already
climbed again this morning.
And what if a person has to get down behind a low hedge or something? You'd have to do what?
Hide behind the hedge.
Would you say he would have to
scrunch down back there to see what he could get into?
And if a baby, have you ever played a game with a baby when you do something like this, you hide your eyes?
Yeah, hide and see.
What do you call it?
Hide and see.
And if somebody hid behind the sofa and then jumped out, you know?
Well, that's what they call him hide and see at that.
Well, if you looked all over the house of somebody and found he'd jump out, what would he say to you?
I don't know what he'd say, but it would shock me a little bit.
What'd he say?
I'd say, good gracious, well, how come he back?
Well, if a little child was saying his prayers, he might go over to his bedside and
kneel down on his knees.
But if you were tired, you might say, I'm going to
go to sleep,
but I'm
lie down and go to sleep.
And you might say, if somebody did that, you say, well, all morning he what?
He lay in bed all the morning. He lay and slept.
And if you were talking about something in your sleep, you say something you saw in your sleep. You say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you say, often when I go to sleep,
I dream.
And you say, but I can't always remember what I
dream.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And when you bring your foot down hard on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Stomping.
And what do you say when if a man